Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Today on We Sing Our Faith, I have such an honor to introduce all of you listening to a good friend and fellow artist, Father Mike Joly from Virginia. Father Mike, welcome to We Sing Our Faith.
It is great to be with you, and likewise in the friendship department, in the faith department we share, and God is great in bringing us into each other's lives.
I love the introductions that he has made in my life, especially through music, and yours being one of those. And as we were talking just a minute ago, I think when we first met, it was in Washington, D.C. at the Hartke Theater for the Unity Awards.
A great program, and I think Catholic artists are elevated through things like that, through events like this, that give us a chance to interrelate with one another, share our resources, share our gifts. But actually, in the entire thing, from the stage to all those seated, God is glorified in it. And yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for Catholic artists to get out there and for God to be glorified.
Where should we start today? I love your album, Nevermore Me, and the songs on that, they're great. A lot of them you wrote. You have done a couple of cover songs. Where should we start?
Well, I'll tell you, that project has been something in my heart, something on my heart for nearly two decades.
Hmm.
And I guess we can start with my struggle to make it happen in the first place. I think one of the issues with folks who have a song in their heart, a song that needs to be sung, a song that needs to be put out there and externalized for other folks, I think one of the demons, as it were, or inhibitions I had anyhow, was, is this going to be good enough? God, mm-hmm. Is this me speaking, or is this you speaking through me? You know, the whole resources end of things is another issue.
Right.
Lord, how am I going to get the resources to put this together? Then what to do with it afterward? So all of these were just questions and that I needed to address in my own heart, in my own spirituality. And eventually, 3 years ago, almost to the month now, that first record, which I hope is the first of several, God willing, came out through great friendship I have with Rick Elias, who's a producer down in Nashville, through inspiration of various parish events here in my own parish in Yorktown, Virginia, through the inspiration of my own personal journey and things the Lord has shown me. So yeah, every title on that record has to do with one or another very personal aspect of my spirituality. So putting it out there, as it were, was another test to bear our innermost spirituality, as it were, put it in a can.
Right.
That can be opened. And are people going to treat this as a prayer? And is it even good enough?
Mm-hmm.
So, I praise God. In the past 3 years, I think it has nourished souls.
Absolutely. And I want to jump right into the first song on there, Nevermore Me. Let's take a listen right now as Father Mike sings Nevermore Me. And when we come back to that, I think the insights that he's going to have for us are going to really touch your hearts today. So, Nevermore Me with Father Mike Joly.
I'm never more me than when I perceive you. I'm never more free in the things that I do. Communion with you still.
What an amazing song. Father Mike, tell us about this from your heart.
There was, in the final months approaching the recording date, I was really stuck with the title track that would just be right for an umbrella that would be over all the other tracks and form the purpose for the record in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And starving for the actual nugget that would, you know, provide that kind of gold, as it were. I was celebrating Holy Mass on the Sunday in my parish, St. Joan of Arc Church in Yorktown, Virginia. Here, beautiful, beautiful parish.
It is. It's beautiful.
It happened to be the weekend when our first communicants and their parents were to celebrate a miracle, really. Mm-hmm. You know, these small children receiving the body and blood of Christ, his soul and divinity. Heaven opening up, pouring onto an altar, nourishing these human lives with eternity. For the first time, the first of many times throughout mm-hmm. their entire lives. That's why we continually draw to the altar of the Lord every Sabbath, you know, every Sunday. And so as these second graders are coming forth to receive Holy Eucharist, it really hit me. This is the title track of the CD. This is what it has to be. And so I'm never more me than when I receive you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never more free in the things that I do. Take my heart and mind and will in communion with you still. I'm never more me. I just, that was a living prayer that I had as each one of these children came to receive their first Eucharist. And honestly, it really is a daily prayer for any of us
living
in the world, but not of the world.
And honestly, in your priesthood, I love the phrase that surrounds all the priests in the Catholic Church in the in persona Christi, that you stand there in the person of Christ during those incredible sacraments.
I tell you, in this day and age, when media is so big, Hollywood's so big, personalities mm-hmm. and heroes and human images are so big,
mm-hmm.
you know, honestly, the priesthood of Jesus Christ is actually his.
Mm-hmm.
And in any sacrament, Mike Joly ceases to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And in any man by his own name. And it is Christ Jesus, eternally offered once mm-hmm. on the cross and risen from the dead,
mm-hmm.
that all the angels and saints congregate with us
right.
as he, the one Lord, the one Messiah, the one Christ, perpetuates that eternal sacrifice for people who believe in him,
mm-hmm.
for people who don't believe in him,
right.
for people who love him, for people who fall, for people who, you know, we permit him to elevate us again. Absolutely.
Right. Well, you know what? I think that's taking us perfectly to the next song, One Cross.
This song I wrote for every priest out there. So that's a perfect segue, absolutely.
So let's listen to One Cross and then come back and have a little more insight given to us about it.
There is just the one cross on which hung the Son of God. All who choose to follow him must take up the one cross and follow the one Lord. Come unto me, O heavily burdened, come unto me, O weary, come unto me and find rest, finally. There is just the one cross which hung the Son of God. All who choose to follow him must take up the one cross and follow the one Lord. My cross is light and easy to carry. My cross won't on your shoulder. My cross contains all the power and the freedom you see. Son of God. All who choose to follow him must take up the one cross and follow the
song, as I had said, just as we broke to it, it was written for every priest out there. The whole notion of an enormous, enormous vocation and call given to a man, expected of a man, yet any man unable on my own, on his own, to embrace it. Mm-hmm. I suspect in a different way, any husband and father, if he understands his vocation properly, has to be overwhelmed on his wedding day, has to be overwhelmed with what God is placing in his hands as an awesome responsibility to receive the fatherhood of God and give it, to receive the love of God as a spouse of the church, and then to mirror that love to the man's own spouse. Well, if that's the case in marriage, you know, more so, you know, since a priest is dependent solely on Christ for all of his strength, for all of his resolve, totally dependent on the mercy of Christ to restore him. Any priest stands behind that altar offering the sacrifice of Mass. Any priest stands behind that pulpit proclaiming the good news, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, fully dependent on Christ himself, clinging to the cross of Christ himself. That, you know, I love the image of cracking open the cross and letting the life, the glory, pour out of it. But unless each of us embraces the cross of Christ, it's very difficult to imagine the power, the life, the mercy, the joy, actually, that flows from that sacrifice.
Yeah. What a great analogy, too, to include marriage. Thank you for that. I know my husband, Kurt, and I are coming up on 30 years, and it's just only by the grace poured out from the cross, poured out from the grace of that sacrament, that we are coming to celebrate 30 years. You know, so many people in this day and age, especially the way our country is redefining everything, it seems, it's such a grace when we are able to live in that wonderful knowledge of God's presence through that great sacrifice of Christ Jesus. So,
something fallen is redefined by God's truth. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But if God's truth is being redefined by our human perspective and human need, and really our grasping at heaven on our own terms, I think that's the world. Modern circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Well, it's funny. Kurt and I were just talking about that yesterday. I was driving over to his office with him, and that was it exactly. He said, isn't it funny how circumstances in life, all of a sudden we try to redefine and speak for God? You know, God certainly wouldn't want this, that, or the other, because it's not convenient for me right now.
Right? It's absolutely the Lord that each one of them is actually seeking.
Mm-hmm.
But by redefining the search on our own terms,
mm-hmm.
we're like Augustine, you know,
right.
who, with all of his intelligence, with all of his acumen, late have I loved you, Lord. It took me so long to find reality on your terms, on true terms, on eternal terms. I thank Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, that even late in my life, says Augustine,
yeah.
I have found you. I was searching for you out there when you were speaking in here.
And you know, that, again, is taking us right to the next one, from the inside out.
It speaks of a God who knows us better than we know ourselves. It speaks of a God who has a plan to reveal to each one of us if we surrender our lives to him, and even surrender our weakness and our sin to him,
mm-hmm.
whose mercy purifies, restores, builds us up, and makes us a living image of Christ in the world.
Amen. Well, as Father Mike now sings, From the Inside Out.
Your glory goes.
you are just joining us today, I am Julie Carrick, your host on We Sing Our Faith. And what an incredible time we are already having with Father Mike as we're hearing this incredible focus of why the songs were included in this project, a little bit about how we share this word of God through our life experiences and through this music. And I want to jump right into the next one, Father Mike, if we can go to the last word.
This is a gift to me. I wasn't expecting this song to come about. I haven't told the viewers yet, or the listeners. Here we go.
Listeners. That's okay.
In my world, everything is a listener, actually.
You know what? Can you tell us that? Tell us a little about...
That's exactly where I'm going. So this song, The Last Word, speaks to some of my own experience since I was very, very young. At 6 years old, I lost my sight due to a brain tumor, so I'm totally blind. I went through a special school for the blind for a brief time, for a year. Then I was mainstreamed into public schools in the state, and I was the first handicapped child in the state to be mainstreamed at the time. Nowadays, mainstreaming handicapped children is a commonplace with all the supports available. Then I went through college as a blind guy and then into the workforce and then to seminary, ultimately ordained for 19 years now.
Wow.
But this whole notion of the last word, I remember waking up from the neurosurgery for the first time, and I had four major neurosurgeries, and having gone into surgery with my world blurry, but I was able to see it, and coming out of surgery in complete darkness, this notion of God having the last word, it makes it seem as though the darkness is the last word, the burden is the last word, makes it seem as though the doubt or the fear is the last word. And this song was inspired from the last words of Jesus on the cross, the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, where it seems as though the sinner has won. He's praying, Father, forgive them. And where it seems that selfishness has won, here he is pouring out himself. You know, I thirst for these people. I thirst for them. I want to bring them to life. Where it seems as though the grave has won, he is risen from the dead. So these last words of Christ on the cross lived out. Ultimately, I grappled with the blindness and a lot of the burdens that come along with that, a lot of the obstacles that come along with that. Obstacles from other people, obstacles from a sighted world, even obstacles in my own self-doubt and what have you. I needed the last word to be Christ, the last word to be light. Through the physical darkness, the last word to be hope and power and victory when, in a human way, I was very tempted to give up and just sit in the corner.
Wow.
So I give God the glory for anything that comes from this song.
Praise God. Well, let's listen now as Father sings The Last Word.
Whatever you say, whatever spoken, it's hard to deny. Spoken once is all it takes, but that's never enough, never enough. The way they are heard burns a place in me. It's the truth in the things you say. I have the last word, I breathe the first breath, my rising victorious, glorious, frees you from death. Now it is finished, paradise won them, Father, the last and steadfast word, we forgive and love them. Treasure I want to find over and over again. Hearing is seeing, help me never forget.
I breathe the first breath. I rise in victorious, glorious, raise you from death. Now it is finished, paradise won them. Father, the last and steadfast word, we forgive and love them. Lord, when you speak, life comes to life within me. The last word, I breathe the first breath, my rising victorious, glorious, frees you from death. Now it is finished, paradise won them. Father, the last and steadfast word, victorious, glorious, frees you from death. Now it is finished, paradise won them. Father, the last and steadfast word, we forgive and love them.
What an amazing song. The intensity of it, the music, the lyric, it works so well together to share your point. Again, today on We Sing Our Faith, if you would like information perhaps on how to bring Father Mike to your community, I know that he is available not a lot of times of year, but for a number of parish missions. I think just hearing the little bit that he has already shared with us today, your community would be so blessed with a visit from Father Mike. And we will have a link at wesingourfaith.org that will take you directly to contact with Father Mike. And I'm actually very, very honored to say that through Carrick Ministries Foundation, Father Mike is actually one of our artists, and we would be more than happy to help make those arrangements for you as well. So Kurt would be available at our toll-free number, 1-888-880-MUSIC. And now we're going to go forward with the song, He Will Carry Me.
Giving in, still you're with me. Even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow, I will hold tight to the hand of Him whose love will comfort me. When all hope is gone, when I am wounded, I will ever need. He will carry me. I know I'm broken, but you alone can mend this heart of mine.
tied to the hand of him whose love will comfort me. When all hope is gone, when I am wounded in the battle, he is all the strength that I will ever need.
So the song, He Will Carry Me. Father Mike, where did this one come from?
This is the second of the songs that the Lord brought through other brothers and sisters in the field of Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cover song.
Mm-hmm.
And this spoke to my own spirituality so much during the pressure I felt to produce the record,
mm-hmm.
feeling as though from time to time I was entering into unknown territory by myself. This song came across my ear waves and my heart waves, mm-hmm. as it were,
mm-hmm.
and began to burn a place there. I think any listener to it will perhaps sense a little something different in how this song is being sung. It is coming from a deep place where I'm so grateful the Lord, you know, in the 23rd Psalm, of course, promises to be the strength when we have none, promises to carry me, carry you, carry anybody, which is not an embarrassing spiritual posture.
Right.
It actually is a beautiful, resting, loving, victorious
mm-hmm.
posture.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord to carry me, to carry any individual, into a sense of newness of life, into a sense of hope that is realized as fact, it really spoke to me.
That's awesome.
A depth from my soul that the song issues for.
And honestly, it really does allow us to understand the word surrender, to be able to surrender into that incredible love as we know the Lord is carrying us through everything. And again, we're going to listen now as Father Mike sings for us, He Will Carry Me.
Shadow, I will hold tight to the hand of
even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow, I will hold tight to the hand of Him whose love will comfort me. When all hope is gone, when I am wounded in the battle, He is all the strength that I will ever need.
The last two songs have spoken to this marriage of God and each one of us. The very last line of the previous song, We forgive and love them, for the last word, we forgive and love them. It's amazing to me, God's unconditional love, God's constant pursuit of us, as an author in the 19th century called the Hound of Heaven. A hound who pursues so that God overcomes. There's another song which speaks of being overwhelmed as a tree, like a hurricane taking a tree down, simply so that the tree can begin to live in a fuller, more beautiful way. The note, this song we just completed, He Will Carry Me, I think continues that spirituality.
Right.
In a sense of, once I surrender to the Lord, everything that's His is now mine. Otherwise, the only thing I have in my lowly little sense is what's mine, what I created on my own, what I built on my own, what I maintain on my own.
That's amazing. That you know, it really makes me very, very grateful for this gift of music. Because as my bishop here in Phoenix always says, that, you know, music being that emotional element that is so many times missing in the midst of all of the kind of the heady catechesis. And when we are able to hear these words and then to hear them, you know, joined together in the lyric and the intensity in which you sing it, the instrumentation, I love the way that you and Rick work together on this, bringing together the, it's awesome.
Rick has been a godsend to me, a wonderful friend, a great producer down in Nashville. And music in particular, for me, because I am blind, because I can't see, opened doors. When I was a teenager, when I couldn't play sports with anybody else, I was rarely the one chosen to play on the baseball team, or rarely the one chosen to run the touchdown, as it were. And so music became important to me around 15 years old. I would just play on this old junky upright that we had donated, and it was down in the unfinished basement of my home where I grew up in up in Rhode Island. And I would just, my head bowed down, just play melodies, hear melodies, figure things out. Then I was hired as a choir director, and then the music took on some structure for 5 or 6 years. Then heading into the workforce and into seminary after my undergrad, music became a very important part of ministry, handing on lyric, handing on scripture, handing on life experience, and allowing music to open doors in souls that nothing else can open. God uses it as His instrument.
His Holy Spirit is so present within it. He is just absolutely present within it. And, you know, I think this is taking us pretty well to the next song. This is Love.
The song was a wedding present from me to dear, dear friends of mine, Michael and Faith. I had the joy of befriending them, and now wonderful friends over decades, and marrying them, baptizing their children. And this was my wedding present to them. So this would go out to all couples preparing for the Holy Sacrament of marriage, couples newlywed in that eternal covenant that Christ makes present between a man and a woman. It goes out to anyone celebrating, like you and Kurt, decades to that bond, in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, till death do you part, Christ is the love you share.
Oh, amen. Well, I can't set that up any better. This is Love with Father Mike Jolie.
The heart of this man longs for a prayer that's whispered some into his life. A love of certainty, the other half of me. The missing piece completes my life, reflects eternity. This is love, the Father's gift of Jesus, sent from above, and the Spirit makes him real. It's the purest body, mind, and spirit. Love to give away a blessing from the God of love. From the God of love. Taken from her man, her heart recalls the memory of first love. When all right, when God's tender hands held her once above, lovingly God brings her to her man, and they are one. This is love, the Father's gift of Jesus, sent from above. The Spirit makes him real. It's the purest love. Body, mind, and spirit. Love to give away a blessing from the God of love. From the God of man longs for a prayer that's whispered some into his life. Taken from her man, her heart recalls the memory of first love when all was right. This is love, the Father's gift. Sent from above, and the Spirit makes him real. The purest love, body, mind, and spirit. Love to give away a blessing from the God of love.
We have just about a minute and a half for Are Not Our Hearts. Tell us a little bit about this one, and then we're going to listen to it.
For about 5 years, I was affiliated with a group of artists, musicians, a sacred ballerina, and a sacred mime. Seven of us. And for 5 years, we toured throughout the U.S. and the U.K. And the leader of the group, a wonderful, wonderful, faithful, holy man, artist, classical guitarist, amazing tenor, keyboard, composer. His name is Mark Girardin, resides up in Westport, Massachusetts. He and Nancy, his wife, just had their fifth child. I just received a call last week asking me to be godfather to Anna Francesca, which I was overwhelmed at the request and overjoyed. This is Christ Song is a two-hour sacred musical where the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries are made visible through music, through art, through dance, through mime. And we performed this. It's primarily Mark's composition. Mm-hmm. I collaborated on a couple pieces. This song, Are Not Our Hearts, is toward the end of the musical. It, of course, speaks to the road to Emmaus and how in the living of our lives, in good times and in bad, Christ is walking along with us, and we encounter him in the breaking of the bread. We encounter him broken on the cross and risen from the dead. We encounter him broken in our own lives and risen through his Holy Spirit and his mercy. We encounter the Lord in the living of our lives. So I want to thank Mark for all of the work he's done with Christ Song. It was a joy to work with him and the group throughout those years, and it still continues on as Are Not Our Hearts.
Awesome.
On this record.
Awesome. Well, to take us to the top of the hour, Are Not Our Hearts with Father Mike Jolie.
We met him on the road. Somehow he seemed familiar. I can't even name. The stranger asked us why we were fleeing from the city. We said, you surely know what's happened there these past few days. Our friend and master Jesus Christ, the son of Joseph, the carpenter, who healed the blind and raised the dead, was crucified. We stopped along the road. Adam some lodging. We asked if he would come and join us, and he said he would. He took the bread as custom, and then our eyes were opened. He raised the cup. Christ, the son of Joseph, the carpenter, who healed the blind and raised the dead, the crucified. Risen, just as he said, in 3 days. Just as you said, risen alive, risen alive, risen alive. Are not our hearts burning inside? Are not our hearts burning inside? By our side.
Again, it has just been my delight today to have with us Father Mike Jolie from Yorktown, Virginia. Father Mike, thank you for coming, and I know that you would be such a blessing to the communities that you will go to for missions.
Julie, thanks for having me. You and Kurt, keep up your good work. I would love to visit any parish for a retreat, for youth, for adults, for a mission. And the record that you refer to, Nevermore Me, is available if you go to FatherMikeJolie.com. That record's available there. And I know through Parish Ministries, you have a wonderful link and support, too.
Exactly.
God bless you all.
God bless you, too. So at WeSingOurFaith.org, you'll have that link to go to Father Mike's site and to be able to purchase his music. And, of course, our toll-free number, 1-888-880-MUSIC. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you.